Hi, no. I just hit record.
No, he does not.
Are we recording?
Yeah. Have you ever tried to see my dad don't golf?
I shoot.
All right. Welcome to Speaking Millennial, episode 18. I'm Jessica Nutt with Jay Black and Bill Spadia, and our special guest, Elizabeth Spadia, and our sponsor, Vinny Brand, is having a side conversation with you.
Yeah, is that my fault?
He's shouting at
he tried to shout through the soundproof walls.
I feel like I want headphones on.
He's loud.
Yeah, I think we should. We all.
Chris
here's
gave
why.
Us headphones.
Right, Chris. Oh. You have some? Chris Wendeman, my able morning show producer.
Can we just take a second?
Wow.
Look at everyone else's headphones and look at mine.
Those are the guest headphones.
Oh, these, yeah.
We can switch.
Is there a disinfectant spray?
No. We have. Well, here's the thing.
Some lights
Jay.
On there.
Here's what's funny, Elizabeth.
I'm not
just
a millennial, so,
you feel
so I'm not
going
to go write a blog post. But if I was a millennial, then I would.
You are a millennial.
No, I'm not.
We had this conversation.
No offense to millennials, but I don't think I'm a millennial.
You are technically. You are a millennial. Jay, we actually, the way it was set up is Chris had Elizabeth back. He's like, make Elizabeth sit there.
Oh,
you were the crappy headphones were actually meant for you. So here's what happened. I was recording my ads. I walk in and I've got this. Is this a pocketbook or a purse?
It's a purse.
Purse. So Elizabeth's purse is at my seat. So Jessica thinks I'm going to freak out because she's in my seat.
And Jay probably would have freaked out if he can't sit in his regular seat.
Well, no, listen, here's the thing. Elizabeth is just starting her life. She's going on. She's going to experience a lot of things. I'm at the tail end of my life. So I would gladly put on the guest headphones and I'll risk whatever New Jersey 101.5 born disease.
I think that was the thought. That was the thought process.
I'm fine with that.
Oh,
I'm okay.
No.
I've lived a life that's full.
I took some objection, a little objection. I took some issue with... Jessica, with you saying that I would freak out.
I don't think you would have freaked out.
No, you'd subtweet.
Yeah, it would be like a... And you
What's
pretend like you don't know.
Passive-aggressive.
It's a really passive-aggressive move. It's like, I'm going to tweet about something that happened. And I'm talking about someone specific.
But
I'm not going to mention their name.
Right.
Yeah.
That's called a subtweet?
Yeah, there's certain people in my life, I'm not going to say who subtweet all the time. And you know who you are, and I hate you.
I don't think I subtweet.
See what
do
I
subtweet?
I think you would be the person who would subtweet.
I
think you tweet more than anyone else in this room right now.
You're tweeting as we speak.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to tweet right now.
He's writing a tweet right now.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm not going to mention
right now, he's writing 140 characters.
I'm just going to write this tweet about... Like, if you have an expectation that there's a seat that is yours,
right,
and you want to sit in that seat because it's yours, that there really shouldn't be a purse there, even if it's the purse of your daughter.
Now
you know
who you are. I wonder what would have happened if you stayed in the seat and you had to sit over next to Jet. You guys would have just been looking at each other, fighting the whole time.
We would have held hands. That's
Should
what we've done.
What would it be like? I wonder what it looks like from there.
You guys can switch seats.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, Bill. You don't want to be close to me.
I'm
pretty much
worried.
Yeah, but now it's almost more work for me to get up, put on a new set of headphones.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely not taking those headphones. You're not. I'll share my seat.
Wow. Yeah. Exactly.
But the headphones, come on.
Proves the point.
You should know there's so much Wellbutrin in my system, I'm sweating it out. So if you actually get near me, you're going to find yourself like, wow, life seems pretty sweet all of a sudden.
It's like garlic.
Yeah,
but,
oh yeah.
But opposite.
And it also keeps away depressed vampires. when they get close to me, they're like, you know what? I don't want to bite you anymore. I just want to hug you.
So did we resolve the millennial thing with Vinny Brand? I think we did.
I like the idea of it being an attitude versus an arbitrary year that you're born. Well, I think that there's a certain level of, you know, there's attitudes that they have that are different than the rest of the normal world.
This is what I don't get. I'm still in school.
Right.
So how can I be expected to have a mortgage if I'm in school?
Yeah, that's annoying. It's because I'm like definitely in the middle. Like there's people in their early 30s that are like, can claim they're not millennials. And then there are people still in college where they're like, no, I'm in the next generation. Or yes, I'm a millennial. And like, I'm dead in the middle of like people pointing at me like, you know, you're a loser.
Get on your horse.
You're not a loser, Jess.
Listen,
see, Elizabeth has your back.
When I was
in, I don't understand why it's so negative. Why
because
are millennials looked at as
are
so
categorized
bad?
As like you're lazy, you still live at home, maybe you don't want to actually like start a family or get married or stuff like that.
I think
haven't had an opportunity to make that mistake or not mistake. I'm just jumping to conclusions.
Here's my theory on the whole thing. Oh, I'm sorry. You go on. I feel like
I was just saying, you know, once I graduate, then you can judge me.
Yeah, like, will you stay?
What will I do?
Yeah, will you stay?
Yeah, what, actually,
I haven't gotten there yet.
You know what? Let's
have
this conversation. I realize I'm a stakeholder in this conversation. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're not just talking to a millennial. this could end up being something I have to handle or deal with. I figured you're staying in Europe, though.
Yeah.
That was a quick yes.
That was a quick yes.
And a fake just to stretch it out a little bit. Like I have like one quarter of a second of thought about it, and then I'm definitely staying here.
Take credit for good parenting right about now. And Jay, you helped me out this morning with that, complimenting my good parenting.
It was well constructed.
So parenting. I believe that people need to be flexible because I changed my mind and things move. Right?
When you say no. Key word, because you change your mind.
Right.
And things also move. So therefore, everyone else should just be ready to drop with it. Okay.
It depends.
Oh boy, what?
Woo.
Happened.
So here's what happened. So the show is 6 to 10 in the morning,
right?
On New Jersey 101.5. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. And
people are trying to call the podcast right now.
Don't call the podcast. We're not live.
You can't call into the podcast.
So I mix it up and I have guests on.
Right.
So when Elizabeth comes back from London, I like to have her on. You know, we have her on the podcast. I think it's just, it's good interaction.
Despite the hate comments.
Well.
You get hate comments?
Oh, yeah.
From what, Vinny?
I get hate comments.
On the internet.
On Facebook.
Remember that?
I get some hate comments.
What did they say to you on Facebook?
Oh, who's this girl? Why is she on? Do you need to go to your safe space because someone spilled a drink on you one time?
Wow.
Like, so God, I'm not a millennial. She was flying back from London, and the minute she got on the plane, I'll let you tell the story, but the flight attendant dumps an entire glass of orange juice on her.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And so we told the story on the air.
Right.
Anyway, the haters, like, they're like, oh, they that's just, the worst like, thing you have to deal with. What a privileged life. First world problem.
Privilege is the word that was like extra annoying.
Yeah, yeah, because it wasn't that you were saying this is the worst thing that could happen to a person, but it was like, among.
This happened and it was annoying.
It's among one of the worst things that can happen to you on a flight.
Yes.
You know, like, you got to sit in citrus. You know, for the entirety of the flight.
No one wants to smell like juice for 8 hours.
Almost worse than a crying baby next to you.
Yes.
Honestly, because it's sticky.
Yeah.
You know what? Worst thing that could possibly happen if you spill orange juice on a baby. Because then it smells like orange juice and it's screaming.
That's true.
Right? I think we figured it out.
A glass of orange juice sounds really bad.
Yeah. And all those people saying, like, think about this. All the people complaining about you. The worst thing that happened in their life that day was they heard a story about a plane ride on the radio, and they're like, "We got it. You know what? I gotta address this. People need to know how I feel.
It's time for subtweet." Yeah. I was listening to a certain radio show at a certain point in the morning.
Yeah.
What was the annoying thing that happened this morning?
Oh, thank you.
This is
why we have a producer for the podcast. Thank you, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
So last night she's going out and I'm going to bed, and I thought you were mad because I didn't leave the garage door open or whatever. I thought something like
that. I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
So I'm going out last night. All right. I'm home from college, seeing my friends. And the last thing my dad says to me before I leave, he's like, you know, make sure you're in it and you're on at 8. So you need to be home early because you need to be here at the radio by 8 a.m. so you can be on ready to go.
Solid.
Okay. So I'm out, but in the back of my head, cut out. What?
What?
You can't hear yourself?
No.
Check the plug.
You know why? I unplugged yours.
Look at that.
What?
Oh,
wow.
Wait, where's mine plugged in?
Do you see? He knew I was going to say something about it. So he unplugged
Jessica,
me.
Can you plug this in over
Are
there?
Are you distracting from what's going on?
You know what?
That was on
purpose.
I hope everyone
listens to this.
Oh, it sounds so much better now. I'm like, God, I sound terrible today.
You're like Donald Trump tweeting anything. When the collusion probe starts getting real close to him. Like, I better start making Jeff Sessions upset.
How's that? Can you hear now?
No.
What did I do wrong? Jessica, did I break this?
Can you not fix it?
This is his tactic.
Well,
he's like, let me start something.
Yeah, I totally see what he's doing. This is good podcasting.
No.
So I broke your...
Wow.
I broke her headset.
Yeah.
You can't hear anything.
No.
I can hear us talking.
That was the one that got fixed.
You know, it's entirely possible that the headphones are working, but whatever disease that was on the headphones rendered you deaf.
That's possible.
It's possible.
Very possible.
Haven't I successfully distracted away from this story, though?
Was this even like upsetting of a story?
No.
No, not really. No, it's not a big deal. I was actually looking for a compliment.
Yeah, I compliment you completely.
We have four mic sets. And Chris came in the morning and explained everything. And then I did it wrong. I think it's... You want to plug hers
here,
into there?
You know what? Take my headphones.
Thank you.
Do this. It's okay. I don't need headphones.
Really, only Jessica needs them because she's going to make sure we sound okay. How about
you know what? It's always better for me not to hear myself.
No, but wait. The headphones look cool.
Yeah.
Did she try the...
These are better headphones. Hang on.
So now, unlike...
I don't need headphones. I'm fine.
Unlike a news...
He doesn't want the ratty headphones.
Unlike a... He won't put your headphones on.
They may have life.
He skeeves your headphones.
That's right. I could use the word skeeve. Somebody has a word a day dictionary.
You like that? The problem with the word skeeve is it's spelled skeeve. But growing up, we called it skeeve.
I say skeeve.
I say skeeve, too. Skeeve.
It's made up, but like I say skeeve.
No, skeeve is when you're being skeeved out by a Yiddish man. That's how that works. He's skeeving me out. What's chutzpah?
So back to the story. Wait, what's this?
Well, anyway, the point of the story is that I have a morning routine, obviously. Get up like 6:40. I'm like, okay, got to be in by 8, got to leave the house, got to be ready to go.
Lunchtime. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I'm basically ready to walk out the door. I had been out last night. I was not in the mood to leave the house that early. My dad sends me a text. Don't worry. Come in at 8:45, actually.
Well done.
I could have gotten an extra hour
See,
of
sleep.
And you know what
you.
The worst part about this is?
The hate you're going to get after this releases. No. Like first world problems.
Well, I can't wait. But that my dad said it and expected me to be like, oh, thanks, Dad. That's awesome. Thanks, Dad. Sauce. I love you.
Yeah, sleep in, he said, probably in the text
After,
message.
After.
Yeah.
I was literally dressed, makeup on, ready to walk out the door.
So, Jay,
what are we supposed to do? Then?
Okay, I have a couple of thoughts on this. Number one, you can't, as a guy, you can't blame us for not understanding that, like, you don't wake up 8 seconds before you have to leave.
Because
girls get it, but when I'm thinking about, like, factoring in time to get ready, Bill says, you know, if I have an hour to get here, I wake up an hour and 3 minutes before I need to get here. It's enough time to put pants on,
right?
Possibly a shirt and do this. That's all I need to do.
The house, my head is wet, and my hair product are these headphones.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and the second part of this that's excellent is as a father, I have a 6-year-old daughter who will be beautiful one day despite my genetics. And I understand, as you know, you are an attractive young lady who's going out at night. Your father does not want to say to you, be careful, get home at a reasonable time. Because that's the first, when a father says that, your response is, I'm going to date a bassist. That's the first thing that pops into your head. So your father can't say that. What he has to say is, you're going to be on the radio tomorrow. And just let the chips fall where they may.
It was actually, I'm going to date a butcher, but yes.
And you do.
And exactly, that's what happened.
The butcher's coming.
That's what happened.
Is that a job description or a nickname? Right. Because if it's a job description, I'm okay with it. If it's a nickname, you better run.
I'm in trouble. Job description.
Oh, okay.
And we're very excited. We actually, because Charlie the Butcher is coming.
Why do you say Charlie the Butcher?
I corrected a caller the other day. Did you hear me do that?
No.
Somebody said, your daughter's boyfriend Charlie is coming. I'm like, stop right there. It's hashtag Charlie the Butcher.
I know why you do it. Because you were raised on Brady Bunch, and it was never Sam, Alice's boyfriend.
Sam
it was
the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher. It infected your brain like a meme.
Neither of them know what you're talking about right now.
No. You weren't raised
Honestly,
on the Brady Bunch?
No. I did not watch the Brady Bunch.
You've never seen
Brady
Bunch?
I've referenced it before.
Yeah, have you seen it?
No. I get like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
I make a reference to when Greg lost his license.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Didn't lose his license. Got his license. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Bobby in the car with him. And he was reading the back of an album, which
right
is another term that millennials don't know.
Right.
Right over.
And
my
his parents... Are you killing my mic? Is that what's going on right now?
I'm turning it up. I don't know why. Are you getting sleepy? You're getting quieter.
Low? Why am I low?
You started getting quieter.
You know why? I'm serious about the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I think you were imagining Mrs. Brady and you got like a little sexy in your voice. what's going on? Carol.
But he got in trouble and his parents grounded him for reading the back of an album. What? And I'm thinking like what kids are doing today. Yeah. Like that was considered bad then.
And by the way, in the 1970s, he was snorting coke off that album. I mean, let's be 100% clear on this. He wasn't. They were sanitizing it for network television. I always remember the size of the attic in the Brady Bunch.
Huge attic. The beads, the bead door.
Yeah, Greg got his own room up in the attic, And it was like a mansion size. Like, I remember watching it going, first off, it's
my attic room.
Yeah, the attic would be jealous. Nice to live in. And second off, have you ever been in an attic in the summertime? I think that Greg Brady probably died in that attic.
Right.
They went up to find him and he just passed out and died. Like, what happened to Greg? Oh, he was in the attic during 104 degree weather in California.
So this morning, you texted Jay and I last night to come in later.
Yeah, it was great.
So why did you not text Elizabeth?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry about that. I didn't think.
I think bottom of the totem pole. It's like, come on.
Look, kids get the short end of the stick. That's how it works.
Listen, I as a father, Bill, you did the right thing. You were fantastic. You got your daughter in on time,
right?
Without using any stern words.
How old is your daughter?
She's 6.
So you're prepared for her to be 13.
Now listen, she's 6 and she's a dream and a delight, which I just know how nature works. My son is a terror, but he will turn into a sweet, easy to deal with teenager. My daughter, who is a delight now, will ravage my soul. She's going to come home with all sorts of crazy boyfriends. And I know because I'm a comedian, she's going to bring home bad comedian boyfriends. She's going to say, ooh, like, this is Johnny. You should love him. He does great work. I'm sorry, I was totally distracted by the, you guys are doing whisper conversations.
I can stand because I have the big arm mic, so I'm okay standing. Anyway.
Then
you have 2 daughters, right?
Yes, I have a little baby Penny who's kind of a terror. So I figure like she'll turn into a sweet teenager. I think it's always the opposite. That's my theory.
Is she the first grandchild?
My son is the first grandchild.
Okay.
He's the first one. He's the little prince. But my daughter.
Couldn't have done this before, but no.
You strike me. You're not. Were you a wild child at all? Did you make Bill's life miserable?
I think the first grandchildren, they never have to strive for attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everyone's focused
kind
on them.
Kind of easy as the oldest.
Funny
everyone
you say that.
Wants to be a part of it anyway. So I was pretty easy, right?
Well, yes, you were. But what's funny is, so we cleaned out the garage the other day,
mm-hmm.
and we're finding all these mementos and everything, and we're like, oh, this is a first kid situation. Like, where's the stuff for my son?
Right.
Like, you know, he
one
came
box,
5 years later.
One
he
box
had,
of Michael.
He had one box.
17 boxes of my stuff.
We had everything from, you know, every little drawing. Unbelievable. Isn't that funny?
No pictures of Michael until he was like 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, oh,
yeah, better take a picture
there
of
was
Michael.
Another kid, too.
My son just had his 10th birthday, and we were looking to get photos to, like, you know, print up for his birthday, and there were so many photos you could actually recreate the entirety of his life, probably up to the age of 8. There were so many pictures of him.
You know what my newest thing has been?
What?
Using disposable cameras.
Oh, such a hipster. Now you're a millennial.
No,
you're back
not
millennial.
That,
are they like
I'm not
the
trying
Polaroids?
To shoot myself in the face. No, it's like a real disposable camera that you get developed like 27 exposures, and I think it's because editing on photos is such a crazy thing, and it gets so insane that there's something that's kind of nice about just taking a picture. And then you can piece together memories, but not warped, edited, just post pictures, but actual pictures of things that happened.
I kind of get where you're coming from. I understand like the urge to like you don't have to put hashtag no filter when you literally can't have a filter. So there's something nice about that. But I think, I guess my perspective, and I would think Bill's perspective is similar. Like it's the same thing when people say, albums sound warmer. That might be the case, but like I remember what it was like to have albums. And they were such a pain in the ass. I like having a magic rectangle that can play all the music ever made at any time. I kind of dig that. So I kind of get where you're coming from, but I also love having an awesome camera on my phone that I can take pictures with all the time.
I'm worried they're going to get more expensive to develop the film.
It is expensive. But this is something that bothers me when I come back home, gotta be honest. Why are we so behind here with like Chip and Pin or Apple Pay? In London, everything, all I need is my phone. I could literally leave the house with keys and a phone, and that's all I would need. Mm-hmm. Everything is Apple Pay. I can use it to get on the tube. I can use it to pay for something that costs 60 cents. That's it. Why is that not a
thing? Interesting. I think that's actually true. My first trip, I mean, I had gone to London in the 90s when I was working, but my first trip back to London was to register her for school. And I only had one credit card that had the chip.
Right.
Like I was trying to use, and then I'm like, that's nuts. And this was 2 years ago.
I think it's because Europe is top down, America's bottom up. What I mean by that is, like, in Europe, they go, we're all going to be on the chip now, so get on board.
Get out of here.
And everybody's like, all right, yeah, let's do that. In America, they're like, well, you can use the chip, or if you don't want to, don't use the chip, use something else. And then Walmart goes, what, there's a chip? We're going to make our own chip. You can't use Apple Pay here. You got to use Walmart chip.
Walmart
and then,
Pay.
And then Samsung's like, we're making our own chip. And then everybody fights it out for 20 years before the government goes, we're all going to do Apple Pay, all right? Is everybody clear? We're going to do the Apple
cool
Pay.
That.
It's the way we do everything.
That's
here.
Funny. Nice.
It's called American freedom.
That's it.
Honestly, though,
don't knock American freedom.
It was sounded sarcastic.
No,
Apple Pay is great.
Listen, Bill, I don't have it. Like
well,
I say about
get on it.
Here's what I say about being married, and I need you to understand this. It's young people do not understand that the concept of marriage is that you love somebody with all of your heart. And with the same amount of energy, you want to push that person down a flight of stairs.
I get it.
So those two thoughts at the same time are possible. My feeling on American freedom is exactly the same. I love American freedom, but we have to admit sometimes when we're trying to pay for gum, it's bad.
And I only have my phone.
That's right.
I am with you on that. That was a great analysis.
Wait,
I like that.
Is it true that cigarettes going out of like popularity has really affected gum sales?
I don't know if that's true. I think we talked about it. Like the phones have affected gum sales badly because it used to be you'd be in line and at the store. Like the other day I was at Walmart and I gave my kid the phone because he was bored. And I was sitting there. I didn't have a phone for the first time in years. I'm like, I had to stand around like a peasant going like, I got to think thoughts.
What am I supposed to do?
What does a regular person do here? And I realized nobody is a regular person anymore. We're all just looking at our phones. And it used to be you would stand in line at the grocery store and they'd have your attention. So they put up those dumb tabloid things. They would put up gum. Since the invention of the iPhone in 2007, gum sales have dropped 2% nationwide because people don't buy gum anymore. I mean, I guess.
Well, 2%.
I guess, you know. 98% of the people still buy gum, but 2% are on their phones.
2% of them are like, never mind.
No more gum for me.
That's right.
I chew more gum now. I mean, as a contrarian.
Do you ever chew gum when you're on the radio?
No.
Not actively.
You'd
not
smack actively. It. It would just not sound good.
I have enough annoying habits to drive listeners crazy.
You don't eat on the air, do you?
Drives them nuts. I don't what?
You don't eat on the air, do you?
I do eat on the air.
Yes,
but you say you're going to eat on the air?
I not only say I'm going to eat, I say it. Then I do it, and then I talk about it, and sometimes it's gross.
Okay, no, I'm okay with somebody saying it. My biggest radio pet peeve is when someone's eating their breakfast or lunch, and they don't think anyone can hear.
So oh, that's disgusting.
It's like, there's a microphone in front of you.
Here's another thought. And it's like, honestly, I don't believe in the death penalty. But in that instance, kill those
maybe.
People.
Yeah,
kill
maybe.
Them. Kill them.
What did I do on the air? I know. I took the DNA test to see if...
Oh, God.
But I did. I had to spit into a cup.
I'm glad it was just spit. There's a lot of ways to do a DNA test that might not work on the radio.
That would not work on the radio. But it was gross. That's when I found out I was part Japanese. No, seriously.
No,
you know I am, right?
I just think it's because you took the spit out with chopsticks.
Like, that's what it was. That's what they do.
Oh, you must be Japanese.
Can I go
Japanese?
Back and ask a question about the disposable camera?
Yeah.
I don't understand where you would go to get the film developed.
There's this store called Snappy Snaps.
Oh, yeah.
In London.
Oh,
not
Snappy
CBS.
Snaps.
We've all been to Snappy Snaps.
There are no
what, does CBS do it?
In London.
I mean, I'm wondering if they still do it or not. Do they still have that machine?
Yes.
Oh, right.
You have
just put
to
the thing
find
in.
It's going to get so expensive.
You have to find some places that do it, but
why
you can do it in
just
an hour.
Be disciplined enough not to use a filter?
It's too tempting.
Wait, so
I don't
do you
use a filter because I'm not smart
and
enough
you know
to understand
what? Filters, that's not what I'm talking about. I still will filter a picture. I'm talking about like Facetune.
What?
Oh, Facetune's so bad.
What's a Facetune?
Oh, it's dangerous black hole. And it's really easy to fall into it.
And I did this weekend.
I have Facetune on my phone. Okay? Be like, wow, I don't use it. Everyone uses Facetune.
So you used it this weekend.
So
tell me what it is first. I don't know what it is.
You can fix the eyes. You can blur the background. And that's fine. And it's not crossing any lines. But then there's some
reshaping tools.
Get out of here.
And then there are some smoothing tools.
It's nuts.
Dangerous. It's so dangerous. And you know what? It's addicting. Because once you start doing it, then you have to keep up.
We have to do it.
You have to keep up your image.
I want to do it.
You can't look like, wow, you just dropped 15 pounds. And then your next picture, you gained it all back.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this. I can understand as like as girls that this is something that you use, but as a guy who's unattractive, I don't need that. Like, you can't face 2 and a 4 into a 4 and a half. Wait, like, no. What are you going to do?
You can make your teeth wider. You can make your you know nose what, you can. Thinner. Your cheeks.
I could do
bigger.
All of that, and you'd still be like, Jay really? Looks
you, no, you know possible. What? You know what? Can do a lot of things on FaceTime.
All right, I'm going to download FaceTime right now.
Where it really goes way beyond where you should ever
what
go.
What people don't realize is that other FaceTune. Users who also love FaceTune, or not love, but use FaceTune actively. I hate that I do this, but every picture I see on Instagram, I zoom. And when Instagram Zoom came out,
what is Instagram Zoom?
So
you can zoom.
It's zooming on Instagram.
I think things have such a weird, like Snappy Snap. What did you call that?
Yeah, it's a company.
Wait, $3 for FaceTune?
No. You have to pay for FaceTune?
FaceTune is, yeah.
You have to, wait a minute.
Wait, no, I pay for FaceTune. It's $3, but you can make your arms so skinny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's cheaper than surgery. Is that what it is?
It's a cheap plastic surgery.
I just paid for it. Guess what? Write off, because I'm doing this on the podcast.
I could do it too. Here's the problem. You know why I can't?
You got to tell your accountant.
You're going to get addicted.
No,
you're
well, that for I'm it. Very. I had a whole huge issue with the whole cash thing. I'm just going to tell you.
What?
All right.
The whole cash being paid for the comedy in cash. I hate that because then it's an accounting nightmare.
Oh, Bill, as someone who's been paid cash for the last 10 years in stand-up comedy, I have reported every cent.
Every single
you should
cent.
Know. I say, hold on a second. Let me write down what you're paying me, so that I do not defraud the government of its.
I take. I took a picture
money.
Of the cash.
Oh, you do?
I did.
That's. Yeah. I think technically that's a it's a felony. You can't do that.
Back to FaceTune. Oh,
sorry.
Elizabeth, would you take a picture of me for FaceTunes?
Yes. So the one thing that's bad about it is I think people look like they've gotten strokes because
honestly.
Yeah. Wait, why?
You could really deform your face and your body. It's kind of creepy.
Really?
So I've had to yell at my friends because they will FaceTune themselves and they'll try to do it a little bit for me as well before they post a picture of two people. And I got to be like, take that down. I look like I had a stroke. What are you doing? Half of my face is slanted.
Good for you.
I'm now going to edit.
All right. So can I see the original picture? May I see the original picture?
After.
All right.
The worst part about FaceTune.
We're going to hold it to your face.
Listen, the worst part about FaceTune is that you can hit a button and it flips back to the original.
Right.
So then you just feel bad about yourself, basically. You're like, wow.
You know what I like about this? I like about that it makes pretty people feel like I do every day. That's what I like about it. That you got to look at a mirror and go, oh, right. Yeah.
So I think my go-to on FaceTune is obviously the smooth.
Okay. Yeah. Smooth me out.
Because, you know.
What is that? It smooths your skin out?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like wearing foundation?
Oh, you dark circles? No, you don't.
Oh.
You've uneven
I'm proud
skin.
Of my dark
no, you don't.
Oh, it's because you sleep one hour a night.
Right. That's why earned my dark circles.
That's why you often slip.
40 years of slugging it out. I've earned it.
Into insanity. You're sitting there like, guys, listen, I'm fever dreaming on the radio right now. I have no idea what I'm speaking about.
What is fever dreaming?
It's when you have a fever dream.
Fever dream. Have you ever had a fever dream?
You get like, you wake up sweaty?
No, when you get sick and you have those crazy dreams when you have a fever.
You also wake up sweaty.
You wake up sweaty, but like.
It happened to me on the air.
Really?
You fell asleep?
I didn't, but I zoned out. Mm. I was sick. I had a fever. My fever spiked. It was like 103 and then it went to like 104. And I got sick on the air. Not throwing up or anything, but like I came in the morning. I'm like, because EJ, our program director, comes. He's like, what happened? Are you all right?
Yeah.
I said, I think I have a fever. He's like, oh, you definitely do it. I'm red.
Did he put his hand against your head like, oh my God, Bill. And then he got a cold compress and he was putting it on you. Like,
I just went home.
Yeah.
Went home, called out.
Whenever I see old Westerns, that's always the part when somebody gets sick and they put them in a bathtub and they just put a cold compress on them. And that's
everything.
For whatever reason, that's when I get most happy that I live now. Because I'm watching it going like, oh, I can just take a pill and make this go away.
Jay, do you realize it's been 4 minutes and you are still face tuning?
Well, she's got a lot of work to do. Let's be honest. This isn't like a normal face tune.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hold on a minute. Let me see that. Let me show
the picture.
First of all, why did you take that picture? Because Jay takes this picture.
Because I'm so super handsome.
Well, but there's a shadow all over his face.
Hit the button on the right.
Wait, what do I do?
Tap the button on the right.
Oh no! You're gonna show him this?
You gotta like hold it down, right?
Jay, you have to hold it down. Oh wait, you didn't do anything to his face.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so maybe my face is just resistant to the software.
Wait, Jessica, see that.
Wait, why? It's so dark.
Look at what she did. The software looks great, though. You look a little thinner, I got to tell you. And you've lost a lot of weight.
You look thinner. You look a little thinner.
The sad thing about it is Jay's lost like 600 pounds. Yeah, he's been losing weight since we've met Jay. Jessica, when did we meet Jay? When did Jay first come on the radio?
I guess I'm a little thinner.
Mm. It's been a year.
Well, we had that Joe Piscopo thing with him.
So it has to have been a year.
Yeah.
It's November, I think, we met. No, it was
we've known you for less than a year?
Yeah, it was less than a year. It was right after I got arrested. Remember I got arrested for not paying a one headlight out ticket? I told the story on the Bashcast.
What?
Wow. Yeah, they actually
arrested
you? Oh, our old podcast that we did with Ashley.
So I was,
I did tell the story. I tuned it out.
Yeah, you know what? Best way to deal with me. Just completely tuned it.
I don't remember that story. I'm here.
Don't tell me that story. I should not know that story.
So long story short, I had a headlight out and I got a ticket, and I travel for comedy a lot. So I got a pile of mail, and my wife was like, you should take care of that. You keep getting letters from the government.
Yeah. Like speeding tickets from cops that don't actually pull you over. They send you ran by their meter and they give you a ticket.
Kind of like that, but I actually got a ticket. Like they pulled me over and said, your headlight's out. Here's like a $40 ticket, pay it. And I was like, sure. And then I never paid it. So I'm driving along and I stop at a gas station. A cop pulls up behind me and 2 seconds later, he's like knocking on my window. And I'm excited because I'm like, he's like, is this your car? And this is how much white privilege I have. I was like, oh yes. Would you like to sit and pretend like you're driving it? Like, I don't know. I didn't think at all there'd be a problem. And he was like, could you please step out of the car? And I was like, okay, yeah, you can sit in the driver's seat. I won't stop it. And then he's like, turn around. And he handcuffed me. And then he did the search where it was on cops, where he was like, do you have anything in your pocket that will stab me?
Did he not say anything?
There was no warning.
Why?
Yeah, no warning.
That's kind of weird, car. Huh?
And I was, and it's I unsettling. Didn't do the thing. Was like, I know my rights. You can't do this. I was like, yes, sir. Okay, sorry.
Of course. And everything you're supposed to do. That's exactly
and
what
then
you do.
He put me in the back seat of his patrol
Cruiser.
Car.
Yeah.
And he was like, he ran, my number or whatever to see if I have any outstanding heroin warrants or whatever.
Right. Right.
But it was just the one warrant. I was like, okay, well, I have the cash. So I just kind of just.
Doesn't work like that.
And he was
you can't just hand cash to a cop. That's frowned upon.
I figured
that's a whole other set
it
of felonies.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, but he said, normally we do accept, if you have a credit card, we'll just take the number and then leave you here. But for whatever reason, the judge in your district wants us to drive you in. So he
really?
He drove me.
He's seen your act.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, this you
He's
are
like,
a terrible comedian.
This guy is coming with me.
He looked at my driver's license and said, is this face tuned? Because this does not look like you. So he drove me to a meeting point, was 45 minutes away, where he dropped me off to another cop who picked me up and brought me to Marlton. Two things about this. One, they left me handcuffed the entire time. I'm like, I think at this point,
you're in the back of the car.
I'm not
you're not a threat.
The only
behind
thing that's
your back?
Behind my back. It was awful.
Oh, that's
and
so
Bill,
awful.
I had not taken my jacket off. It was November. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a short ride. I don't need to take my jacket off. I was sweating and car sick. I'm like, I'm going to throw up in your car. I apologize.
Oh, my God.
And
what happens when you throw up in the back of a cop car?
I assume it happens gross. A lot. They let the dog eat it.
You get a ticket for that, too. Yeah, so, I bet you do.
But they drove me to the cop in my district. And I've done a ton of stand-up work for them, charity work. And I came in and they're like, Jay Black. I'm like, hey, everybody. And they were taking my mugshot. They're like, you can use this as your new headshot. And I was like, that's great, guys. Thanks so much.
I'm glad you're enjoying this.
And then I literally just paid the bill there and walked out. But since they had picked me up, they had to drive me back to my car. So it was another 45-minute ride back to my car. I was just like, Uncuffed this time.
And did they let you sit in the front?
No. I still sat in the back. Yeah. Two things about this. One, I said to the cop, first time I've ever been arrested. And the cop goes, what? You never went to a party in high school? And I was like, hurtful? No, I didn't. And secondly, I said, now that we're done, I'm not going to say the thing that everybody says when they get pulled over, which is isn't this a waste of your time? But now that we're done and I've paid it, isn't this a waste of your time? And he was like, we all hate this. Like in all honesty, like
gotta hate it.
I hate that this. I have to shuttle you back and forth.
I like that you're telling the story as if all these cops have done something wrong when you could have just paid this ticket.
Oh, I take full responsibility.
Thank
Voice
you.
Voice of reason.
Thank you.
Voice of reason.
Okay, listen, takes a millennial sometimes.
I take full responsibility for the fact that I did not pay the ticket, and I understand that there are consequences to that. That and I do understand the thinking behind. Oh, if he didn't pay this ticket, he's probably done other stuff. So let's search the car and use this as an excuse to see if there's drugs on his person. He is a comic. There probably is. And they said, why are you taking this much Wellbutrin? This can't be a lethal. This has got to be a lethal amount. And I said, it could be. We're not 100% sure. But the, I just think that the driving to and from, if I could just pay the ticket there, then why not just do that? I don't understand.
Why did you not pay the ticket when it got like to sent to your house?
Because I don't really open my mail. I feel like if it's important, they'll call me.
See, I love opening mail.
Feels old school.
So weird.
It does. It feels old school.
I never open it right. I always tear it.
You need a letter opener.
Oh, like that's old school.
Like a person that just opens your letters. Bill, I think you're spending your money irresponsibly. I'll be honest with you. You got your daughter buying disposable cameras, the base tool, like
that
water.
Been developed.
I got to talk to my accountant next.
Oh. Yeah, I'm looking at your expenses here, Bill. Do you need both a letter opener and a footman? It feels like this is overreaching. By the way, did you like that I used a visual prop even though we're on a podcast?
I noticed that
I'm
you
holding
did
up
that.
My hand like no, I'm reading off a list.
They can visualize it, though. They can visualize. Well, we're also talking about face tuning. Wait, face tune?
Face tune.
You know what we should do?
Face tuning is that what it means? The verb.
We should put on the website when this airs the before and after face
tune. Am I getting sponsored by Facetune, by the way?
No.
I should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. We should talk to Facetune. I don't know that we're so positive about Facetune.
Yeah. Well,
I'm thinking they may
I'm
not respond to
I'm saying I use
this.
It, and someone just downloaded it.
Yeah. Should we take let's take a group selfie.
It'll be Facetune.
Can we do that? Can we Facetune the whole safe?
Yeah, let's just
do
that. See how many times you can say Facetune.
Can I do it? You want to take your phone? Here's what I was getting
at before. Well, maybe we should do the Facetune, like the selfie after the podcast, because then it'll be dead air for like 2 minutes as you like get in a circle.
Well, you guys keep talking.
When I cut out for a couple of minutes to edit. We'll be right back.
Because here's the thing. With the Facetune, I'm taking the picture. I have the longest arms in the group. So I'm always taking the selfie
picture. I feel like I have the longest arms in this group. Look at my monkey arms.
My arms are longer than yours.
Hold on. Let's go back to back and do our arm test.
Right, hold on a second.
You can,
how often do you guys take selfies, though? Because I feel like Jay probably doesn't take 10 selfies a day.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
What do you think?
I'm not going to lie.
Are we shoulder to shoulder?
Honestly, it's like the same.
Yeah, it's really similar.
Look at that.
I can't choose.
There you go. Same.
We're arm buddies, everyone.
We are.
So Jay and I have the same arm length. Here's the thing. If you're the first person in the selfie taking it.
You know what I just remembered?
What?
That lady, the guest the other day that called you a small thing.
Oh, yeah. Who
good
was
things
that?
Come in small packages. Good thing.
Yes. Was she taller than me? Is that
she,
why?
Yeah,
that's
she
hilarious.
Was
that Lisa?
And it was like the
that's
biggest
hilarious.
Awkward moment that I've seen in a while. That's
I didn't weird. Know what to say. She looked at me, looked down at me. I mean, she has to be 6'4".
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's,
What does she do?
All right,
she just called you short.
You know what she's doing right now? She's running for lieutenant governor.
Yes.
Oh, so it's the big, it's Kim Gord.
No. Kim is pretty tall, too.
Wait, so she's running.
So Lisa Durden, she is a former professor at Essex Community College, went on Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel. I don't know if she's 6'4", but she's taller than I am.
And she was in heels, like high heels.
So she was, it felt like she was 6'8".
She was taller than everyone in the room.
So she lost her job and because she defended this Black Lives Matter barbecue that excluded all of the races.
Okay.
So there was a whole, there was a debate back and forth. Anyway, Essex Community College fires her. So we, of course, have her on the show. And I'm going to have her on the radio. Mm-hmm. So she came in to be a guest chaser. I don't know what, to be on this panel we were doing. So she looks at, what did she do? She looked at me.
You
I'm glad you heard that.
You guys go to take a picture together. And I don't know if someone pointed out the height difference. And she turns to you, shamelessly goes, well, good things come in small packages.
Oh, that's nice. That's a
is
sweet
that
thing.
Nice? Is it? I don't think so. Okay.
I guess that's nice you if you're like a 5'1 little girl and then it's cute, I guess. Yeah, but
as a 6 foot male.
It's kind of weird.
You know, I took
lie.
That as a.
Yeah, I think that that's a little bit.
Someone has said that
you know,
to me
diminishing.
Before.
It's a little reductive.
They've said that to you.
Reductive, another good word.
Yeah. No. I'm wrong. Someone said, I thought you'd be a little thing.
What?
Which is actually worse.
Wow.
No,
that's worse.
I'm quite big, actually. Thanks.
Which is actually worse because.
Who said that to you? Or can we not expose that?
Were you taller than
I'm
the person?
I'm going to subtweet it and not expose
that, will you please?
I get in trouble like that all the time.
Yes, I was taller.
Did you respond, good things come in small package?
I said, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awkward.
That's
what
a
do
disengage.
You say? What do you say?
It's a disengage.
I don't think it was meant as like, you're fat.
But you're tall.
But
you're tall.
You know.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Interesting.
I would say this. If you're a guy.
Now I'm curious at who said it.
In any way.
Off air.
If you're a guy that in any way likes like curvy or voluptuous women, you can't tell the women that you're with that you like curvy or voluptuous women.
Oh,
because
no.
Then they get
that
very angry with you.
That would be a big mistake.
So like, you can't say like. You can't be with a girl and go like, oh, no, I don't want a girl who's super thin. Like, you can't ever say that.
Yeah, because then
like,
it's
there's
like...
There's no possible way to...
The truth is men should not talk to women.
No.
Yeah.
They really should.
You know what? You can't...
They really should be careful.
Just listen.
I do
listen.
All...
Right, just listen.
Listen and nod.
We should speak when spoken to.
Yep.
It's safer for us. That's all I'm saying.
I do all of my conversing with my wife via notes passed in study hall. That's what I did. I just say, do you like me? Check yes for yes. Check no for no. That's all I do. But so what I do now is if my wife or, you know, gets like too much into weight, you know, what I do is whatever we go on TV, if she goes like, what do you think of her? Is she pretty? No matter how tiny she is, I go, well, yeah, if you like fat girls.
Right, right.
That's what I do every time. And I can just see her face melt. She gets so mad. I'm like, don't ask me those questions. Do not ask me those questions.
Right.
And because I will always say, what do you think of that tiny little nothing? I'll go, yeah, hot for a bigger girl. And it just makes my wife explode. I love it.
Wait, what about the whole thing with your son and tears and steak?
I asked for
a text. I Googled it. I thought I was missing a movie reference or something.
No, it was just I was so happy because I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? And he thought about it. And he was like, I want you to take me to a steak dinner and then I want to go see a movie. And I was like, I have made another me. I've made my best friend.
Exactly what I want to do.
I would like to do
like,
too.
So you got to understand, Bill, you'll back me up. The majority of time being a father is spent doing stuff you don't want to do. That's, I would say 85% of being a father is like, watch me go down a slide, daddy. I don't care, but I'll watch.
I was successful in limiting that by convincing the kids that they like to do the things that I like to do.
We're going to go volunteer for Spirit of Princeton.
We're going to go volunteer. We're going to go
fun.
Do work.
Look how fun this is. We're going to have a garage sale. Look how fun this is to sell things to people.
We were killer garage sales.
Let's clean out the garage. Look how fun this is. Memories.
Yeah, I really did.
It's not fun.
And now, but Elizabeth went door to door with me when I
went to
Congress.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to love this. She was six.
I would say she was six. It seems like the majority of your parenting is built around lying.
It's about lying. I don't know if it's lying.
It's not lying if I believe it, Jay.
If I believe that cleaning out the garage is a fun day off activity, then it's not lying.
Now I understand your Trump support. I get it now. That's all lying if the person believes it. I get it. But so when you have a son that, you know, for the first 8 years is like, watch me blow a bubble. And you're just like, oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But no, watch me blow another bubble. And you're just like, please stop. I want to do something, anything else. When he turns to you and goes, let's go to a steakhouse.
That's
and
a
then,
win.
Then go to a movie, which is all I ever want to do.
Can you eat steak now with your new diet?
Yeah. You just got to limit
lean
your
cuts.
Mouth. You got to do a lean cut. And you can't. What I do is I have an app on my phone called Steak Tune. I take a picture of it and then I reduce it. And then I don't feel so bad for eating it. Yeah. Delightful.
All right. We should do the selfie. We're probably out of time now. Are two things that are apparent. I think we have a title.
Wait.
Steak Tune?
I thought we were talking about fashion.
Oh, we brought Elizabeth in to talk about fashion because she is an illustrator and in fashion school. So, but it's too late now. So thanks, Ian. Sorry.
Wait, so wait, cool. you're going to be...
Got up at 6:45. Nothing today.
Is that appropriate to say that? You're at the University of the Arts.
Yeah.
When I say fashion school,
because then I go to London College of Fashion.
Oh, so it is correct.
That's correct.
And you're dating a butcher.
That is correct.
We should have Charlie the Butcher on the podcast.
We should do a podcast. But I have to say...
What do you think?
Is it going to be...
Charlie is also a cheese specialist. So he was a little bit like, listen, I know your dad has this whole meat day thing going
meat day
on,
is
but
August
you know
18th.
What?
Okay.
It's also kind of cheese day too.
Yeah. Well, are we going to do him on the podcast the same day we do meat day? Because I feel like that would be a lot of meat in one day.
That's a lot.
Meat day is...
Okay, this is going to drop on the 8th.
This conversation...
August 9th.
August 9th.
So a scant... 9 days later.
So Charlie the Butcher not coming in until the toward till what, the 15th or 16th
of August.
So do we have anything taping on the 15th or 16th?
No.
Because I think we could do a
on
meat.
16th.
Because I'm telling you, a lot of millennials don't eat meat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? No, no. There are a lot of misconceptions about like organic things too, like organic products.
I hate organic products. I like the whole idea of dress them up a
technically
little bit.
Arsenic is organic. I mean, it just comes out of the earth. I mean,
it's natural. Just suck on
this
for a little
bit, see what happens. Well, I'll just say this. I feel like Charlie the Butcher has to be a good looking guy, because you can't refer to yourself as a cheese specialist unless you're good looking. If you go like, I'm a cheese specialist, and you're good looking, people go,
That's probably cool.
You studied it. You know, if I say I'm a cheese specialist, people go, he ate a Velveeta block once. I'm pretty sure he sat in his underwear and ate a Velveeta block. That seems about right.
That's great.
Velveeta's good too.
You know, but he's never tried Easy Cheese, so I don't know if he can be a cheese specialist.
Wow.
Can you be a cheese specialist if you've never tried Easy Cheese? No.
I would agree with you.
No.
I think that could be part of the podcast. To get his reaction.
These are essential cheeses.
You have to bring in cheese steaks for him with all the different types of like cheese.
He's never had a real cheese steak with cheese whiz.
Easy Cheese.
So
my brain is working. Can you see the smoke?
Yeah.
So it's happening.
An idea. Listen to this. I have an idea.
He has an idea.
So he's coming in on the 18th for
Meat Day.
Meat Day. Is it possible to record a podcast on Meat Day?
Well, anything's possible.
And here's my crazy thought.
I like that optimism.
Listen to this. Yes, thank you. Jay, you are in the southern part of New Jersey.
That's correct.
There is a place called Chick's.
Chick's Deli. Chick's Deli. Okay.
They make, as far as I'm concerned, the best cheesesteaks. You've had them.
I think that's the only one I didn't try because I was so full from the Donkeys.
I've never been to Chick's.
Oh, Donkeys is pretty good too. You've never been to Chick's?
Nope.
Neither have I had it because we brought in cheesesteaks.
This includes like Pat and Gino's.
Blows
it away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
blows
it away. I know that and I haven't even had it.
Yeah. Well, Pat and Gino's became so touristy.
What about Tony Luke's?
This Chick's was better than Tony Luke's. But more importantly, it's on Jay's way here.
Okay, I'll stop.
So that's kind of what. Yeah. So what do you think if we brought cheesesteaks and then
cheesesteaks are the epitome of meat and cheese?
It's meat and cheese.
It's meat and cheese.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Do they have like cheese in its best form?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Is it cheese whiz though?
Yeah, and fried
onions.
Well,
you could have the cheese.
I don't do it with whiz.
What?
I like it with regular cheese.
Why don't we get 4 different ones?
Yeah. Okay.
And we can cut them up and I'll try them. What do you think of that?
Yeah. And because you'll try them?
What's that?
Did you say, and I'll try them?
I did, but I...
But
I,
that
I meant
implied
we.
All of us.
I'm with you.
We're all an extension of each other in the podcast world. Yeah, that's how that works. So,
wow, that got philosophical.
Okay.
When you eat a cheesesteak, it's like I eat a cheesesteak.
I love cheesesteaks.
I'm with you.
I wish there were a place
closer.
Couldn't you have a cheesesteak right now?
Right now, I could eat a cheesesteak.
Now, here's the thing. On my diet, I could eat a cheesesteak, but then I'm not allowed to eat for another 3 months. I think that's the way it works. I have
one cheesesteak every 3 months.
What goes great with a cheesesteak is a beer. And I can't say the name yet because we're working on potential sponsorship.
I think that's...
But my good friend, the Brewmaster...
It's a good call.
That's
Barry,
a very trendy
Barry
job right now, by the way. Brewmaster's very trendy.
I told him to stop in the studio. He's here.
I thought it was
He's
Brewmeister.
He's got a case of beer in the fridge.
I think we should.
He
didn't come in?
Is it Brewmeister?
I asked him
that. Am I making that up?
No, you're not.
A thing, right?
What is,
He's like,
it's
I'm
a Brewmeister.
American. It's a Brewmaster here.
Oh. It's a Brewmeister, like if you're German or Austrian.
He's like, I'm not German.
I'm thinking that
it's like Reese's Pieces.
When your boyfriend comes, we should also get a baker and a candlestick maker. And I think that would be the ultimate like
and a cheese expert.
Wait, is there like what is it?
What is it?
Nursery rhyme.
No.
What are you thinking?
A blacksmith.
Blacksmith?
Yeah, I'm thinking of like traditional jobs.
Yeah, blacksmith. A Wainwright.
A butcher, a baker, a blacksmith.
What's the nursery rhyme?
Butcher, baker, candlestick maker.
Because it rhymes.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that before.
Because your father never read it.
I was reading her the Constitution.
Honest to God, there was a pocket Constitution next to my bed when I was a kid.
Do you have one now? Do you still carry it?
It's illegal in England.
No.
You're not allowed to. I mean, he's carrying the Declaration of Independence is like bringing a breakup letter to someone's house, you know, after you broke up with them. You can't do that.
Yeah,
Elizabeth, tell Jay and Jessica where you are going to take Charlie the Butcher.
Oh, okay. So Michael and I, my brother, we're driving down Mercer, and we pass Princeton Battlefield.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're going to take Charlie there and be like, you know what? This is where we won. We're going to take him there for a picnic. and just let it sink in.
Are you going to tell him
that's where we won?
As he's eating his meat and cheese.
As he's eating his cheese. Like, oh my God, are you serious? You have a pocket declaration of independence?
How long have you carried that around for?
That's my entire career.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. That's crazy. This was sent to...
That's crazy. Well, I was expecting you to have one.
You know what? I wished I had one when that cop searched me, and I could have been like, check out the Fourth Amendment.
Be like, oh, yeah.
Why don't you look at number four? Flip.
I have it, so I can reference it. The thing not to do when a cop pulls you over is pull out a constitution. Just yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And go with the flow.
Right. You don't want to bring up the fact that you have rights to the police officer.
That's got to be listen. Bad move.
Bad move.
It's confrontational because if they're pulling you over, you've probably done something wrong.
You just want to say, does your nightstick need a thing to hit? My head's right here. Go for it.
You want to drive my car while you're at it? Yeah.
Sid, you want to sit in the front seat? That's fine.
Sit in the front seat.
I think we're way over time. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. Your Twitter handle, or would you rather people follow you on Instagram?
You know, I don't really understand Twitter, so...
It makes me angry. I failed as a parent. For some reason, I can't get her on Twitter.
Wow. Only my dad would say that.
Yeah.
He would decide, I don't have a pocket constitution, and I don't use Twitter. Strike you know what? That's why I moved to England.
Two.
I have
By the
to
way, why
the
are
country.
You carrying a book? You have a phone. You can look up the constitution whatever you
I
want.
No, it's like, you know, some people have a security blanket. I carry the Declaration of Independence in the
You're worried that Trump is changing it on the internet. So if you look it up, it's like, wait, Article 2 is Trump is president
so I can
for
go
life?
Through
and
defend
how'd that
happen? That's how I defend the president. I'm like, hold on, it's right here. All right, I am Bill Spadia. Thank you for listening to Speaking Millennial. Remember, you can go to nj1015.com and see it. Did we plug our sponsor, Stress Factory?
Vinny Brand. Go to the Stress Factory. It's the best comedy club in New Jersey. And Vinny Brand, if you see him out performing, go see him because he's the best comedy club comedian owner that exists. He's great. Go check him out.
What does he call himself? An engaged human?
He's an engaged human.
Can't make it up.
And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Emoluments Clause on Twitter. If you want to just find me there.
Just don't follow Jay on Twitter. Just ignore it. Pretend it's not there. Jessica, you are at Chasing Jess Nut.
Mm-hmm.
Two T's.
Yep.
I say that because we misspelled it on the first rollout of the podcast.
What?
Wow.
We had Jessica Nut and UT.
Yeah. I assumed it wasn't you actually.
I did not do that. No, I did not do that.
I blame myself. I you know what? My therapist says I should probably stop taking the blame, but I blame myself.
I think the well-being is wearing off. I think Jay needs another dose.
All right, follow me
at Bill Spadia. And remember, download and subscribe, rate, comment.
I just thought of something.
Go.
Wellbutrin is like Brain Tune.
It's like the act brain writes tune. Itself, Jay. The act brain writes tune. Itself. All right, we'll see you next time.
Down the face tune.
Bye.